The average driver in the Boston area spends 64 hours annually stuck in traffic. That's about an entire work week and a half, sitting in the car, going nowhere. The total cost of that traffic is about $3.4 billion a year. We are focusing this week on the many ways traffic comes at a high price in Massachusetts. Our series, Driving Us Crazy, is part of WBUR's new initiative, Bostonomics, reporting on the region's innovation-driven economy. Today we turn to Gregory Nadeau, who's head of the Federal Highway Administration. He tells us that one of the main solutions to traffic troubles, including for the aging system in Boston, is high tech.
Technology is probably going to be the game changer in the future. Say, for example, traffic signals, where data can be collected and data can be utilized to more efficiently route traffic or advise the traveler where the least congestion may exist. There is research going on, for example, in the area of truck platooning, where trucks using technology can essentially operate much like a train would. Now, a lot of work.
How does that work?
Well, it simply means that they can proceed along a highway corridor more closely together because the technology is essentially linking them together like a train. Now, there are a lot of work to be done on this concept, particularly in the context of ensuring it could be done safely.
So it sounds like you're talking about self-driving vehicles.
Autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles, it's all in that same technology category. But the driverless car is one thing. Utilizing technology in existing vehicles or even near-term vehicles can enhance safety and also utilize the space we already have more efficiently. The other strategy for congestion is development of alternative modes that can provide people choices other than automobiles and highways.
Well, that's a very good point. In a poll that we conducted for this series that we're doing on traffic, lots of people mentioned that one of the ways to reduce traffic is to invest more in public transportation, in the MBTA in Boston, the commuter rail, assuming that that really would help alleviate traffic. Is that the case? Does it?
People in traffic, especially people who use those highways every day, become some of the smartest people in transportation. It's essential that we invest in a systems approach to how we move people and goods. And I'll just give you two numbers that you and your listeners can ponder. By 2045, the population of the United States will grow by 70 million. And the bulk of that growth will occur in 11 mega-regions of the country, and Boston's in one of them. That's going to result in a 45% increase in freight movement. So imagine what you're experiencing today on the highways in terms of truck traffic and increase that by 45%. So the demand on the system is going to grow exponentially, and people are going to be seeking alternative transportation solutions. So a city like Boston, when you've got the T that's over a century old, we're going to need a real national effort to invest in reconstruction, rehabilitation, and expansion of systems like that if cities are going to have any chance of working in that environment. Even bicycling has become an actual mode in many countries around the globe and is growing in popularity in the country for short-term commutes, obviously. A little tough in January, being from Maine, I get that. But still, there are strategies that smart cities are starting to develop and invest in because it's going to be essential.
One more thing. Massachusetts has to think, as the rest of the nation does, about a tremendous rise in use of the roads. Should it also be thinking about state taxes? I mean, you're working for the federal government, obviously. There are federal taxes that go into every gallon of gasoline that we pay for. State taxes, I think we're number 29 out of 50 now in the ranking of how high our taxes are statewide. If they were higher, as they are in many other New England states, would that make a difference?
Well, as a federal official, far be it from me, given that the principal revenue source to the Highway Trust Fund is the federal gasoline tax, which hasn't been raised since 1993. So generally speaking, states have made a much stronger level of effort to find revenue sources, certainly than the federal government has. So what we've been doing essentially is for a decade, Congress has flat funded plus inflation. But Congress did pass a five-year bill. They did increase funding slightly. And in the environment that we're in, that was much appreciated and extraordinarily helpful. But that's not the kind of level of funding that is going to be the game changer the country needs. We have to have a massive investment in this country to rebuild America's infrastructure if our kids and grandkids are going to compete globally in the years to come. Boston and Massachusetts is at the epicenter of where that growth is going to occur in the Northeast.
Gregory Netto, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Gregory Netto is administrator of the Federal Highway Administration, speaking to us from Washington, D.C.